You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time during our summer vacation week. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Olivia, my friend, it's awesome to see you. How are you? How's school going? How you hanging in?
Well, we're recording this episode kind of late and I got a deadline coming up kind of late. So I am short on time tonight. That's how school's going.
Olivia is normally like the... You know, we'll just get to it. And then tonight she's like, all right, come on. We're knocking them out. We're recording in advance. I got a deadline. So yes, ma'am. Sir, yes, sir. I'm ready to do this. So I'm definitely glad to be here and doing this with you. It's been a while since we've done like a marathon, like knock them out session. So I think we're doing pretty good.
We are. But no delirium has kicked in. It's kind of nice because it's early.
No, we're currently recording this episode is just shy of 10:30 Central. So, you know, we're getting up there, but we're going to get it done. So yeah,
my deadline is 11:59 Central.
All right. So with that being said, because, you know, unlike the people in our stories, you know, that tend to kill other people, Olivia has to kill some homework. So what do you say? This is my case. Should we quit the Gabby? Get right into the stabby and break down this week's short on time case. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Ba-da-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun. For this week's short on time case, we're headed to Collegedale, Tennessee, which is about a 20-mile drive east from downtown Chattanooga. Now, I do have to tell you, this case may be one of the most Tennessee of Tennessee cases. On Tuesday, May 20th at around 9:30 p.m., police were dispatched to a local Chick-fil-A restaurant on Old Lee Highway. They had received a call about an adult trying to meet a juvenile for a potential sexual encounter. When officers arrived, the restaurant manager who made the call pointed to the suspect's vehicle, which at the time was attempting to leave the scene. Police followed and conducted a traffic stop, and they identified the driver as 29-year-old Bradley Zach Wolchuk. During the stop, officers described Wolchuk as visibly nervous, and he was seen attempting to delete content from his phone during the interaction. Obviously, this was incriminating behavior, so officers continued to question Wolchuk, and that is when he made a startling confession. According to the 29-year-old, he had been communicating with a 17-year-old boy he had met earlier that day. And according to the suspect, said communication was sexually explicit, with Wolchuk offering the teen a tattoo in exchange for sexual acts. Now, it doesn't explicitly say, but I'm guessing that the 17-year-old may actually work at that Chick-fil-A restaurant. Several of the articles that I reviewed for this case state that the manager and the teen called the authorities when Wolchuk returned to the restaurant that evening. And this leads me to believe that he may have met the teenager at the restaurant earlier that day. But as of now, it's all speculation because we just don't know for sure. Wolchuk was arrested and charged with solicitation of a minor, trafficking for commercial sex acts, and unlawful removal of registration. According to the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office website, he is still in custody at the time of this recording and he's being held on a $50,000 bond. He's scheduled to appear in court on June 25th, and the Collegedale police are currently reviewing any potential digital evidence. So, Olivia, I mean, this case has got Chick-fil-A, tattoos for sexual favors. Like I said, this is the most Tennessee of Tennessee cases. So I just wanted to ask, where are you at? What do you think? Where's your head at?
Well, this is another unusual case that we have brought to the table this week on our vacation. I think that the teen had to have met up with this person before. Like, I don't feel like this is the first time these people are encountering each other. I think now they've just been made aware, or whether or not the manager was aware, or what, how the whole situation went down. But I feel like the kid has probably met up with this person before.
Yeah.
Whether it was just that earlier in the day or another time before. And I feel like all of a sudden somebody caught wind of it, or maybe the older person was like harassing the younger person. And I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, either way, this guy's 29 talking to a 17-year-old. So it's super
right,
illegal.
Right. It's very inappropriate.
Yes. But what I saw in the research was that the manager and the teenager made the call together to report him. And yeah. So that's kind of why I was thinking maybe, you know, my wife worked at Chick-fil-A all through like college, and it's a lot of like young kids. So as I was going through, I was like, well, it seems like it makes the most sense that maybe he worked there. This person came yeah. in, like maybe somehow
made a scene of some sort.
Yeah. Or like, you know, found him on social media, or was like, hey, you know, like, let me get your number under like a false pretense or something. And then it right. escalated into something sexual. But it's just, you know, like I said, when I was like, okay, I'm just looking for some cases. I was like, hold on, Chick-fil-A, Tennessee, tattoos in exchange for sexual favors with underage kids. I was like, this sounds like, you know,
Appalachia.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. So also, one of the things that the ChatGPT roast that I mentioned in one of the last episodes was like, if you want to hear two people confidently mispronounce Appalachia, this is the podcast for you.
That roast was so hateful.
Oh, it hurt, but it was funny, but it hurt. But yeah, it's I don't know. There's just, I think being a dad too, there's just something about
predators.
Yes, it's just like, come on, like, Jesus, man.
Just don't be a predator.
Yeah, like, you know, like I get there are people out there who are attracted to people who are like younger than them, right? And if this kid was 18, whatever, dude, shoot your shot. You're not breaking any laws. Is it kind of like icky? Yeah, sure. You know, but like my wife and I are 7 years apart. However, I wouldn't have been trying to get her phone number when I was 17. You know what I'm saying?
Look at Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Yeah, he's living his best life right now. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, it's...
Hell, she probably wasn't even born when he was 40.
No, not at all.
I don't know how far apart they are, but...
Yeah, she's very young, if I remember reading correctly. But it's just, like, this kind of stuff, it just really gets under my skin. And then to be brazen enough to be like, well, I'm just going to head up there and be like, hey, what's up? You know, you interested? You know what I mean? It drives me nuts. So I know it's probably going to be low for you because, you know, you're not a parent, anything like that. You know, you don't have a bunch of like child predators coming after you on the regular. But like, if you were to put this on the deadbolt test somewhere, where do you think it would fall?
I'm going to put it about a 4. I mean, it's unsettling anytime that a child is being manipulated or coerced into doing something that they may not, one, feel comfortable doing, or two, they're not, you know, strong enough or, you know, strong-willed enough to learn to say no. You know, at that age, sometimes you're still like, if you say no, you're not cool. So it's always just a little disheartening when someone is hurt or manipulated. So I'm going to say a 4. What about you?
I'm going full dad. So something like this for me, you know, this is especially in the age that we live in now. Like, I think I've talked about it before, but there's a show called Undercover Underage where it had 2 seasons. I don't think it's coming back, but it's a group of people who they're grown women who, like, with the right wig and like makeup can present as very young. And they have a whole house where they set up like different themed kids' bedrooms, and they spend all day just getting messages from, you know, 40-year-old men and like people who are actively trying to meet these children for, you know, for sexual encounters and are talking to them in all sorts of disgusting ways. And then, you know, it shows them getting arrested, like sting operations and stuff like that. But as a dad, I'm just like, man, the internet is a scary place. You know what I mean? Like, my kid's already asking, like, when do I get a phone? And I'm like,
oh, no.
No. I was like, do you have an iPad? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's got enough internet on it. She wants to play, you know, she's like, can I play, it's one of the games, Roblox. She's like, I want to play Roblox. And I looked into that and there's creeps all over that too. So I'm just like, nope, no games with internet connection, anything like that. So it's just a scary world. And I know as she gets older, I'm going to worry about it more and more and more. And like, we're going to have conversations about it. So I think for me, I'm going to put this in. This is going to come in a 7 for me, I think, for sure. Well, that is where we fall in the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia's putting it at 4. I'm going a little scared dad mode, putting it at 7. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the case of Bradley Zach Walchuk fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get to know you, spend a little time with you, and just have you as part of our family. So come check it out. There's a link in the episode description that you're listening to right now. And if you like what we do so much, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. Got a lot of great benefits, exclusive tiers, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. Plus, you get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us out, keep the lights on. That's patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that's you and you're telling people to listen, just know that we appreciate you so much. Again, hearing from you that this podcast is worth checking out is way more effective than any ad or anything like that that we could ever run. So if you are letting people know that we exist and suggesting that they listen, just know, again, we appreciate you so much. It's all about that grassroots growth and bringing people into the family, and that really helps us to do that. So if you are sharing anything that we do, just know that we appreciate you so, so much. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.